In 3, 2, 1. My guest on the program today is Michaela Keenan. She is the CEO of the Boone County Hospital. Michaela, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Jim.
Well, we've had a busy time going on at the hospital. Made it through a couple of blizzards, and I know you even had staff that had a hard time getting in and out. So,
yeah, we did. We had a lot of staff having struggles getting to work, but also we had quite a few staff, I think 9 or 10, who actually just spent the night at the hospital in anticipation of bad weather.
So we do what we have to do. But
yeah.
One thing I look at, and I saw the numbers for your last meeting, finances, pretty good, actually pretty good coming into 2025. That sounds bad to say. Pretty good numbers, because that means people have been sick and coming to the hospital. But again, that's one of the things that we gauge is the financial stability, and it's been really good coming into this year.
Yeah, the hospital is in a really good position right now. You know, we have been working really hard to try to grow and provide services locally that folks need. So it's not always, you know, that they're someone is sick. It might be some of that preventative medicine that we're doing, but yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct. The hospital's in a really great financial position. And I think all of that is really important when we talk about our ability to take on debt for a future building project, to make sure that we're here long term, that we have the equipment and, you know, the cutting edge technology that we need to provide care that's competitive with the places around us.
I know one of the things you talked to the board about, the position you're in this year, February, March, 25, coming, you know, middle part, you got a quarter left to go in the fiscal year compared to a year ago. And again, it's a lot of offerings, a lot of opportunities, and you're meeting a lot of goals.
Yeah, we have a number of organizational goals, and we're meeting almost all of them already, you know, 7-8 months into the fiscal year. I'm really excited to see what this last 4 months will bring. But when we compare back to when I started or a year ago, you know, we're in a much different position than we were then. And, you know, we have 140 days cash on hand, almost 139, I think, was the number that was reported yesterday at the board meeting. And, you know, that's just a really different position than we were in when I started. I think we were in the 80s. And I think, you know, not many years ago, we were much less than that. And so it's a really nice to see the hospital doing so well and being so financially stable. And, you know, it really sets us up nicely for adding services or adding equipment and being able to serve those that need our services.
And I know that, again, some people will say, well, gee, you know, you cash on hand. We're a nonprofit hospital. This is, one of the things you want to do is if something were to happen, you need to be able to continue to operate. So this is money that would be used for continued operations.
Exactly. And we saw, you know, earlier this year, the Change Healthcare situation happened to a lot of hospitals. It didn't really affect us a lot because, you know, we don't use them as much. But I think some of the hospitals really did have to rely on their days cash on hand because it affected their ability to get money in the door. And so it is really important that we're set up for any type of crisis that could occur so that we can continue doing business.
I think some of the things that you do offer now that are, you know, we see more orthopedic operations, more surgeries going on. Capital is gradually continuing to ramp up and do even more. Dr. Carlson, he just does more all the time. So, but again, we are seeing even our local physicians, Dr. Seligman and Mayer, are both doing more procedures too.
Yeah, we're just seeing growth across the organization. And like you pointed out, especially in surgery, we've seen a lot of growth there. And that's really good. We're able to, you know, meet the needs that our people have locally, and they don't have to travel for those surgeries. And so that's really our goal, is to have that increased access to care. But, you know, we're also seeing growth in our ancillary services like imaging and therapy and lab. Our clinics have been busier. We're just sort of seeing growth across the board, and that's exactly what we wanted to see. We set goals around growth this year, and so we're really starting to see those come to fruition.
And the wound clinic.
Yeah. Yes, well. The wound clinic has been doing really well. It's a wonderful service, and it continues to have, you know, great scores. And so I think that, you know, the more that we can offer those services that, you know, are competitive and have amazing outcomes, the better off we'll be.
Let's talk about a couple of different things that are going on. Recently had that chance to visit with Laura Krieger again about the community health needs assessment. That's a requirement that you guys have to do. And it does allow you to take a look at what people are putting down and then using that information to build from it and offer services and work with others. You collaborate with others. That's the big thing that a lot of people don't realize. You'll collaborate with other entities to improve services to Boone County clients, patients, patrons.
Yeah, absolutely. We will use the results of that survey to try to set our future goals and looking at what services do we need, what services do we need to enhance, what are some gaps that we're seeing in our county, what kind of disease processes are affecting us probably more than others. So those are the things that we'll use to make some decisions on, you know, what services we want to bring. My guess, if I had to make a guess, is that mental health will come up as one of the top things. And I do sort of see that as a gap in all areas of healthcare right now. There's never enough of that care. And so it's something that we'll continue to tackle. But I anticipate seeing that on there. And we have collaborated with various organizations on the community health needs assessment, and we'll continue to do that. I know that there's other entities in our community, like the library and different areas, the schools, working on some similar type things, and so we'll all work together to do what's better for our county.
Well, we do have a couple of different things that have been going on. Now, we do know that the board did approve adding more of the, actually the authorized levy that the state makes available for ambulance service. We hadn't been using that. The Boone County Hospital had not been using that. Over the last couple of years, you used about half for the current fiscal year, putting in the other half in the next fiscal year. And then it just so happened at the last hospital board meeting, we did have Mark Addy giving an update on the ambulance service. And calls just keep going up.
They do. You know, we've seen about over 3,000 calls, somewhere around there, for the last 4 years. And so we just continue to see the call volume increasing. You know, we have replaced two new ambulances. We had to do that back in 23. Our ambulances prior to that were not in great shape with a lot of miles. And so we took on that expense, and they're about $260,000 each. And so we continue to just take on expense, and you know, it's a wonderful service. We, you know, have really good response times. We have really good outcomes. It's really nice when people call 911, they know that our ambulance service is going to respond. But I think it's important for people to recognize that we did not levy for ambulance for many years. We were one of only two hospitals in the state not levying. And not all hospitals own ambulance services, but of those that did, we were only one of two that wasn't levying. So last year we did decide to levy at about half of the rate, and this year we, yesterday it passed a levy for the full rate for ambulance. And, you know, I think that people just don't really understand what it takes to run that service. Critical access hospitals, which we are, it's not part of our core services to have the ambulance. And so the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, they just don't see that as a core service that we would operate. Mm-hmm. And so they penalize us for having that service. And it's unfortunate, but last year we got penalized about $1.5 million for operating the service. And by doing the tax levy, it just helps us to offset that deficit a little bit. The hospital is really happy to be having the service. You know, we have a wonderful partnership with the city that I think has become stronger over the last few years. And you know, we really enjoy that service. We're happy that we can respond. We know that there is limited access to EMS services throughout the state. There's a issue right now with coverage. Mm-hmm. Ambulance is not a mandated service like police and fire is. And so there are a lot of communities even right around us that don't have ambulance. So we're pretty thrilled with the fact that we have a really strong service, and we think that people in our community deserve that service. And so we're just trying to find ways to make sure that we can provide it and that it's financially sound for us.
You know, I did have somebody not that long ago actually said, why do we have two ambulance services? We got the hospital and we got the fire department. I said, no, it's one ambulance service. It's they just collaborate. They work together on it. So,
yeah, we have three crews that are on 24/7, and two of those are stationed at the hospital, and then our third crew is stationed at the city through their fire department.
So, again, that's just one of the things. The big thing is the calls keep going up, and I know there's why, and I'm going, well, I'm guessing that people need it, and they need that service. So
yeah, you know, Mark made a good point that the population hasn't changed a lot, but we do keep seeing an increase in calls, and whether that's, you know, accidents or just medical needs or whatever the issue may be, we are ready and willing to respond to those calls.
And we're just talking about the 911 response. There's regular transport that we do on a regular basis.
Yes, we do a lot of interfacility transport, whether it's from the nursing home to the hospital, from our hospital to another hospital. We do a lot of transport. In addition, we do a lot of events in the community. So we're at the Farm Progress Show. We're at the Boone Speedway every week. We're at Super Nationals. We're at all the recreational sporting events. So our ambulance service is out there in the community, and we're really busy.
And that's what, you know, when people call, they want it to show up. That's the big thing. So
exactly. I think that all of us want that to happen when we call 911. Nobody expects to call and then not have someone show up. And so it's really important to us to have the service and to have it locally available for people when they need it.
I always go back to if I'm going to call 911, it's not a good time. So
right.
you want assistance as quickly as possible. A couple other things I wanted to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about orthopedic services. Again, when you went with Capital, we knew, had hoped that we were going to start to see more procedures. That just keeps right on building.
Yeah, it keeps doing so good. It's exactly what we expected. I think that, you know, I'll be interested to see where we're at in 6 to 12 more months. I think in March, Dr. Peterson from Capital Ortho did 6 cases in one day, and I think we just keep seeing that occur and keep seeing that growth in that area, and so it is turning out exactly how we expected. And then Dr. Paulson, who does hand from Iowa Ortho, He continues to be very busy as well, and that service is just booming and going great.
I think, and one thing we touched on it last time too, the whole surgical theater part is really growing and really becoming quite enthusiastic about their service.
Yes, absolutely.
I know that there's a few other things that are coming up and going on that we keep looking forward to, but I did want to talk about the board because you have a learning board and they did get some recognition recently.
Yeah,
And I did want to point out, people, they don't get paid for this. They just do this.
Yes, they're wonderful people. I'm really grateful and lucky to have the supportive board that I have. And they do a lot for the hospital, and they care deeply for it. And it's apparent in all the time and energy that they put into our organization. But IHA, the Iowa Hospital Association, offers what's called a trustee certification. And so they can do so many hours of continuing ed and become a certified trustee. And so Troy Thompson and Lisa Coburnes have had that certification for quite some time. But this year we had 2 new trustees get certified, Bob Getchman and Kathy Wetzler, and then Lisa recertified, so her certification was maintained. And because we had 4 of our 7 board members certified, we also got recognized as a 1-star board. And so what that means is 40 to 69% of our board members were certified, and so IHA recognized the hospital for that commitment to board education. And so it's really, really exciting. I'm hopeful that next year we'll move to that next level and at least get 1 more trustee certified. But it really shows their commitment to the role that they've taken on, to the governance structure, to making sure that, you know, we're doing things right here and that decisions are thought through and really talked about, and that, you know, they put a lot of thought into the decisions that they make. And once in a while, you know, you'll see them very openly share their opinion, even if it disagrees with others on the board. And then we make a decision and they move forward and everybody is very supportive of each other. But you can tell that they really do put a lot of thought into what we're doing here.
Well, we do have a couple of things that are going to be coming up. I know that these are things that part of the goals of the hospital is to participate in so many community events, activities, and we do have some that are coming up. But one of the main ones, and I know they're already planning because they learned after the first year and then after last year, the sooner you start planning for your getting the food for kids ready, the much better you're going to do. And it was amazingly successful last year.
Yeah, it is a big undertaking. You know, we provide food for kids every week of summer, and I think that Lisa Schmidt, who runs our community committee and is our director of marketing, She leads that effort, and so she's already gotten started. She's already starting to make space for all the food and working on, she's been working with Fairway and Hy-Vee to see if, you know, we can order some food in bulk and things like that from them. And so I think it's really nice to support those local businesses as we do these community events. And so, you know, sometimes people donate us money, or I think we were able to get a grant this year for part of the money to purchase the food that, you know, we need to purchase in excess of what's donated to make sure that there's enough for all the bags that we fill for the summer. But we're really excited about that project, and it has been extremely successful. And I think the need is there. You can see that the need is there. And so it's really nice to be able to provide that to those families.
So folks, more information will be coming out as we get a little bit closer to the end of the school year, but be prepared for it, because we're going to be running it again through the summertime through the hospital.
Definitely.
One of the other things I wanted to ask, because I did see some of the photos that you had the Ames Leadership Group over visiting. And again, it's all part of a collaborative effort. I know you've done some programs with them over in Ames, some of their leadership opportunities. So having them come to visit, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. They had a really big group this year. They came last year also. And so when they come here, we tour them through the organization, let them know about all of the services that we offer. And then after that, I was able to speak with them. Chris Torres and I spoke with them about, you know, the hospital leadership, how the hospital's structured, what's different about a critical access hospital versus a hospital like Mary Greeley, just kind of helping them see, you know, rural health care and what that means and what that's like for our community. And so we went through and kind of talked about some of the great things that are happening here, the things that we've been recognized for, like our 5-star recognition, and some of the other things that are happening, sure. And then also the structure of the organization. And so they had a lot of really great questions. Of course, everyone's, you know, curious about what's happening with, you know, the political front right now and how that's going to affect us and some of those kind of things. And so it was really nice. And a lot of people, when they come tour the hospital, in this group in particular, you know, they always say, wow, I didn't know you had so many services, or wow, I didn't know you do OB. And so really it's nice to get people that exposure to our organization and everything that we have to offer.
That's one of those things. Yeah, they forget about, they're used to what they have there, and they probably don't realize you collaborate as much as you collaborate with Ames Physicians and Mary Greeley.
Right, exactly. And so we did talk about that partnership, because that day they would be going to Mary Greeley after they were here. They started at Story County Medical, and then they came to Boone County, and then they were heading over to Mary Greeley for the afternoon. And so I made sure to talk about the partnerships that we have with both Mary Greeley and McFarland, and how we kind of partner and work together in various things. And so I was talking about our IT partnership with them.
Sure.
And, you know, one of the folks in the group had a lot of specific questions about that. So I think it's interesting for them to understand how we operate independently, but in a partnership.
Sure. And speaking of IT, the big part is coming up. We're updating at what, Meditech?
Yes, we're doing a Meditech upgrade to what's called Expanse. And so currently our clinics are on what's called a web-based model of it, and the hospital's not yet. And so here at the end of May, we'll be upgrading to Expanse, and the whole system will be web-based, and it will look similar. So that will help out with our providers that work in both areas, and it'll just, I think, have some enhancements and things that we've been hoping it would do. And so I think we're excited to get there.
Well, okay, because I've seen that before, and one of the challenges, you have a good team working on it right now, so trying to smooth out any bugs, any things that might come up, and again, that it does include not just the IT staff, but some of the personnel that will
all
be involved with it.
All the clinical staff, it'll affect everyone, you know, and it affects patients too, because it does make us a little bit slower when we're going through an upgrade, you know, so we're giving the providers extra time to use the system and to learn the system, and the nurses will need a little bit of extra time. And so, you know, it's a big learning curve for everyone, but before long, you know, we'll get it down pat and we'll be ready to go. But there are always bumps whenever you do an upgrade or a new system. I don't want to say that it will be without challenges, but we have done a really nice job with the testing that you do prior to going live with something like this. And so I'm pretty proud of our team, and Evan's done a really nice job leading this project. And so I think our team members have done an amazing job. And I think that we'll see that when we go live, that, you know, the bumps will be less than we've seen with other things.
I know one of the organizational goals was to increase use of the health portal. And we are seeing some good numbers there.
Yeah, I think we're in the upper 70s, 79% maybe, which is pretty high. And I think we're really excited about, you know, helping folks get their results faster, being able to communicate with their provider and their provider's nurse quicker. Just a little bit easier. It's easier for our staff, too. Rather than mailing things out, we know that the patient can just see it in their portal. And so we've been working hard on that and then trying to work on proxy access as well. And I think that all of our efforts on that this year have really, really helped increase that number and helped our patients, you know, get access to their stuff.
We do have a lot of things that are coming up. The foundation has a trivia night event coming up in the Trestle Hustle. And we have a kind of a celebration for the hospital.
We do. We're pretty excited about it. The hospital is 125 years old this year. And so it's kind of a big deal. It's when you're talking about an organization, it's an anniversary. So we're celebrating our 125th anniversary. It will be on June 28th from noon to 3. We're going to have an event and we're going to invite the community to come celebrate with us. We'll have activities for kids and families. We'll have food trucks. We'll have lunch available. So we'll do some speaking. I think Joe Smith is going to come speak and I'm going to speak and then some of our board will be speaking. And so we're really excited about the event and to celebrate the hospital and all that it has brought to this community for its time here.
I know it's been busy, a lot of different things going on. And once again, it's that meeting the needs, the services that everybody has. And we expect that it's going to be a pretty good event. We'll look forward to that too.
Yep, we're excited about it.
I appreciate you taking time to visit with us. Let us know what's going on for Boone County Hospital. Again, I think back to a year ago and then Chris was coming in, or you know, we were transitioning on the finance officer side, but otherwise everything has been just running pretty smoothly for you. And again, I know everybody says, well, what about all the political things that are going on and stuff? Bottom line is when people need care, they're going to come. And that's what the Boone County Hospital does. You provide care for Boone County clients and personnel. So thanks so much.
We want to meet the needs of those we serve.
All right. Hey, you have a great one, and we'll talk to you again next time.
You too. Thanks, Jim.